Well, along with our Sunday celebration of the third Sunday of Lent, it was also the first day of spring. There's so many things to be hopeful and things to look forward to with the changing of every new season. Well, something else to be hopeful about? Well, it's another email coming from Mater Dei Radio this afternoon. It is a Tuesday. That means it's Tech Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Hello, Sarah. How are you today?
Hello, Brenda. I'm doing well.
Well, boy, we have another great email coming out, and it has been, boy, just all of our focus and attention since Pope Francis announced the consecration. We have been getting on special features, special shows, things that are really going to help us prepare, and that's going to be the first interview that's going to show up in the new email. Tell us about it.
That's right. So first up in our email, we're featuring a morning blend interview with Todd Cooper from the Archdiocese of Portland, and he gives a great background on the consecration of Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary that Pope Francis will be offering this coming Friday. And so you might have heard about all of this, you know, in the news or online, but maybe you don't quite understand what it is and why we're doing it. And I found this interview very, very helpful from Todd to kind of give some context for this consecration.
Well, you know, the news coming out of Ukraine has just really taken up a lot of our time and our attention, our prayer. This is a wonderful opportunity, really, for the entire world to come together and pray for a single intention, and that we just hope that this is a way that we can help, even from so far away, to be able to pray. Of course, our own Archbishop Alexander Sample, he's also said some things about it and has talked about praying for Ukraine. And tell us a little bit more.
Yes, so we will also be including a message from Archbishop Sample that you aired on the Morning Blend last week. And it's just a beautiful message of solidarity with the people of Ukraine and how we can all, you know, as a church, pray together. We will also include in the email some information about prayers that you can find in our app. So these novena prayers leading up to Friday's consecration. If you haven't joined, you know, go ahead and start now. Start praying with us. You can find those in our app. And on Friday, Brenda, we are even going to be covering the consecration here at Mater Dei Radio.
That's right. So we are continuing to work out the details, but the consecration will be getting local time in Rome. Pope Francis will be doing that from St. Peter's Basilica at 5 o'clock p.m. So that works out to 9 o'clock a.m. here on the West Coast. And so we will be doing some special programming so that way we will be able to get that feed live from the Vatican. So definitely want to stay tuned for that. Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. She's joining me today, well, to give us a little bit of a preview of what's coming in boxes today. The next show that you're going to be highlighting is Voice of the Shepherd. And we are so blessed here in the Archdiocese of Portland. We have our Archbishop Alexander Sample and Auxiliary Bishop Peter Smith. And he's been kind of filling in for Archbishop Sample while he's been away. Tell our listeners about Voice of the Shepherd.
Yeah, so this is a great episode with Bishop Peter Smith and Dina Marie Hale, who's the host. And it's a great episode focused on Lent. Now that we're in the third week of Lent, it's a good time to kind of check in. How are you doing with the season of Lent? And I think sometimes, you know, if maybe we haven't stuck to our Lenten promise or observance, I think some people maybe get a little discouraged. And so we want to make sure that we don't just give up, that we are continuously, you know, renewing our Lenten intentions and really what God's trying to do in our life this Lent. So this is a really good way to kind of check in about Lent. Bishop Peter talks about how Lent is really about cleaning out the clutter of our lives, doing a spring cleaning of our lives during Lent. And beyond just, you know, giving something up for Lent, he really goes into how that fits into the three traditional pillars of Lent, the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And he gives some just really good practical suggestions in all of those different areas, the meaning behind those areas. And he also talks about some of his own experiences of Lent and of Holy Week. We look forward to Holy Week. Bishop Peter and Dina Marie talk about Holy Week. So it's kind of a way to also look forward to what's coming up very soon here in a few weeks. And also talks about how wonderful the sacrament of confession is during this time. So there's a lot of good content. If you kind of need a little refresh, reboot to kind of keep you going through this Lenten season, I'd encourage you to listen.
I like that idea of spring cleaning for Lent. It is that time of year. Spring's here now. Time to get the house in order. And boy, it's time to also get your interior home in order. Also, another great show that we offer here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, Sarah, as we kind of, again, move through these weeks of Lent, well, another big week coming up at Mater Dei Radio. It is our Spring Share-a-thon, April 4th to April 8th, and we are asking all of the community to pray for Mater Dei Radio for that week, support if they can, and there's ways that they can do it. We have tried our best, and you definitely have, working with the Hail Mary Media app to make it so very easy for people to help us kind of gain this matching fund ahead of time, kind of snowballs the event, so that way when that week comes, boy, we will just be just a little bit closer to what we need to get done for the week.
Yes, so in today's email, we'll share some information about how you can support our share-a-thon. And so one way, as you said, Brenda, is to really support this matching fund. So we'll include a link where you can give that way. You can also give directly through the Hail Mary Media app. So you can just open up your phone and give right there from the main page of the app. We're also in this email going to include a link to a social media toolkit. So you know, maybe finances are a little tight right now, and we definitely understand that. But you can really help us by spreading the word about Share-a-thon. It's a great way to support our mission, even if you're not financially able to give or give very much. So we will include a link to our Share-a-thon page, which has different images that you can post on your social media accounts. You can add them to your story. You can share why you support Mater Dei Radio, and you can even tag us so that way we can share that on our own page. If you want to see your images featured there, you can do that. So we'll include all that information in today's email. And, you know, and like you said, the biggest way that people can support us is just to pray for the success of our share-a-thon and the success of our ministry.
Well, we put all of our faith in Our Lady that her intentions also be prayed for us. This is her radio station.
That's right.
Mater Dei Radio, Mother of God Radio. So a wonderful way that you can continue supporting Mater Dei Radio. Sarah, we appreciate all of your time today. We look forward to that email. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you don't see that email, well, be sure to make sure you are signed up for it. You can find out more information by going to our webpage at materdeiradio.com.